Station.
Doing up a Thursday. It's a morning show with Dablo. Thank you very much for waking up with us, letting us be a part of your morning, part of your life. And man, what a morning. Sunshine, 37 degrees as our Thursday talk run rolls on here. Have to head out to Twin Town Villa, find out what's happening out there at the Hive. Always buzzing with Mary Wolfgram on the phone with me this morning. Mary, good morning.
Isn't it a beautiful morning?
It is a beautiful morning. Listen, I haven't been around here the past week or so, so you got to catch me up. What's been going on in Twin Town Villa?
Well, I don't know if we visited regarding our Halloween, so I just want to do a shout out of thanking all of our community for coming out. We have like 155 littles come through, and so thanks for the support of coming and making our residents' lives so much enjoyable for that hour and a half that they were running through here. And thanks to everybody who donated candies. We really, really appreciated it and needed it.
Do you still have any left over, Mary?
We have a few, okay. You know, but we've been passing it between staff and residents, so it won't last long.
Boy,
if it's still available, it's gone by now.
That's a lot of kids. What a great event, too, and a great way for staff and residents both to kind of get excited for something, right?
Yes.
Good stuff. Well, what's happening this week? Catch us up. What's going on?
Well, right now we're starting our morning exercises. Every Monday through Friday, we do the Matter Balance exercises to help with strengthening and balance and prevention of falls. And then we will move into our Catholic services this morning. And then this afternoon, we'll have lunch, you know, and then manicures and games galore in the afternoon. But always busy hopping and doing things. And so yesterday, Ed was in the house. So that's always fun. We celebrated our monthly birthday parties. And so lots of fun and things happening. So if you are thinking you want to spend the winter with us, you know, get on our wait list and come on out and check us out.
Mary, let's talk about, too, because I know you were looking to hire people. Are you still looking?
We are full.
Okay.
We have hired, so I appreciate the help with that.
Right.
And so we have amazing staff, and we had a lot of applications come through, but I think we narrowed it down to the ones that will do amazing for us.
And availability, you're full up, correct?
We are right now,
okay.
But we do foresee a few possible openings, and so we will be contacting our waitlist people and seeing if they are interested in moving in, or else we will open it up to the public.
Mary, great to talk with you. Each and every Thursday, you have a good rest of the week, okay? A fantastic weekend, and you and I will touch base next Thursday.
You too. Enjoy this nice weather.
All right. Mary Wolfgram out of Twin Town Villa. We chat with Mary every Thursday here, the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. North Dakota Senator John Hovind issued a statement after the House yesterday approved legislation ending the government shutdown. Hovind says the bill includes three full-year appropriation bills